Welcome back to the Townships at 12. In this segment, I will be talking with Josée Grandin, who is the sister of Quebec artist Isabelle Grandin. Josée will talk about her sister's art and the vernissage coming up on March 17th at the Bolne Museum in Quaticook. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start the second half of the show with a new song by SZA, and the song is called Saturn, and we will hear the interview right after the song. For the Townships at 12, and today we're interviewing Josée Grandin for her sister Isabelle Grandin. And Isabelle is a Quebec artist, and she's going to be showing her work soon at the Bolne Museum out in Quaticook. So welcome, Josée.
Thank you.
Could you give us some background on your sister Isabelle Grandin and her art?
Well, Isabelle is a very wonderful human being. She's a very sensitive woman. Above all, she's my sister, which I love very much. She studied in Cégep Saint-Laurent, and then she continued at the University of Quebec, and she did also some scholarship with an artist named Héloïse Brodeur, which she's perfecting. She did perfecting her knowledge in oil painting.
Okay. She's going to be opening her exhibition at the Bolne Museum in Quaticook. This happens this Sunday, March 17th at 2 p.m. And the exhibition, could you tell us what the name of the exhibition is?
Le Radeau des Cimes, which would be translated, I guess, by Raft of the Bridge Over the Forest.
Okay.
It's inspired by the suspended bridges in very dense forests. Used sometimes by scientific or to exchange the glance on nature and it allowed them to get closer to certain things that were in special ways that would be impossible from the ground. This gave her a special point of view, if you want.
Okay. Her art is mostly influenced by nature, is that correct?
Well, she's really touched by the plant world, but it's not only the salad, but it's also it's a metaphor. The Radeau des Cimes is also a symbol and a metaphor related to her artistic point of view. It talks about the not only the shape and forms, but the souls and the emotions, and you know, you see what I mean? Yeah.
Definitely touches our soul and our emotions.
Yeah, but it's not like it's figurative, all right, but it's not like a picture. It's right at the edge where emotions and souls touch reality and the figurative part. She could, if she wanted to, but she doesn't, but she could push it a little bit further and fall down to the representative way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
With her approach, you can still feel the emotions and the world, and it's where the unconscious touches the conscious world, if you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, her favorite medium to use is oil, and she likes the old technique of Rubens. What is Rubens?
Well, the technique is basically thin layers of glaze of color. She started by putting on the canvas the first draft, mm-hmm. which is called the imprint. She does it in Tardesian, a very earthy color. And then she moved into work the color in different thin, very thin layers of color. A painting, if you want, can have thousands and thousands of different layers of color to modulate, and with subtlety and really refine vibration of the color. That's how it goes. It's a slow process. It takes time, but this is how the old thing is developing up to what she presented at the museum.
Okay, very interesting. Do you know what artists have influenced her work?
Definitely for the color, I would say Cézanne, but also the Nabis and Fauvist and all the different, she picks different things in different artists as an inspiration. But
now, she did spend a year, an internship in Italy. How did this experience influence her art?
In Italy, the light was gorgeous, and the nature of air with the wind and morning fog, and being in contact with artists from different ground,
mm-hmm.
and the proximity of the classic, which she had access quite easily to all kind of stuff that we have the advantage to be a young country in a way,
mm-hmm.
but with that stage, it was like being close to the history.
Yes,
and it was a very important things that she did then that stayed with her all these years. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Could you tell our listeners about other places Isabel has displayed her work?
Well, Côte-Book, Boucherville, Belleuil. She had some stuff in Toronto, Quebec, Lévis, Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And Saint-Denis. In her area, everywhere she can, Sherbrooke.
Okay, lots of places, I guess.
Yeah, lots of places.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody wants to purchase some of Isabel's art, are they going to be able to purchase it in Coaticook at the Bone Museum?
Yeah, they could have that, or they could also asked the museum for her colony, mm-hmm. and they could meet her at her studio, which is in a very small, beautiful village called Saint-Antoine-sur-le-Richelieu.
Okay.
So they could ask for that, yeah.
Okay.
They could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does she have any of her art on the internet?
I know she has a Facebook.
Okay.
Under her name.
Mm-hmm. No problem. So maybe if we look up Isabel Grandin on the Facebook, we'll find her there.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, anything else that you would like to add?
With the plant world, the interest and her approach with the plant world and tapestry on which she's inspired to work sometimes from the background to the foreground, and that could evoke sometime interior or exterior environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really something that everyone needs to see to really enjoy what she presented there. And that would be it, I guess.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, Jose Grandin, for her sister, Isabel Grandin, who will be opening her exhibition at the Bolne Museum March 17th, this Sunday at 2 p.m. So we thank you very much and all the best on the vernissage.
And if people go there, and my sister would be there. She's a very nice person to meet. So enjoy.
Okay, thank you very much and have a good day.
All in good time, I gave it my best. I was alone till I found myself. Grew up to be a man, more or less. All in good time.
All in good time, I drifted away. I ran my mouth till I had nothing to say. You broke my heart, then I was okay. All in good time.
All in good time, I trusted my eyes. Treated my losses like clouds in the sky. Finally picked on some of my size. All in good time.
All in good time, I followed my nose. Learned where to bleed when a knife comes to blows. Tried on your love, then I folded those clothes. All in good time.
Throw your bread to falling birds.
Buried friends and wasted words. Something wants to eat us all alive.
All in good time, my angel came back. Paid us some money, but that didn't last.
We wouldn't cry, but we couldn't laugh.
All in good time. All in good time, we felt like a star.
We closed our eyes and we opened our arms.
Ran off the road in our own stolen car. All in good time.
All in good time, and that's what it was. Mistook that cash in the mattress for love.
Dropped all our weapons. Drank from the blood. All in good time.
All in good time, with nothing to prove.
We took the bait till we'd lost the tooth.
No one believed it, but we told the truth. All in good time.
I told my future by reading your lips.
You wore my ring until it didn't fit. All in good time.
All in good time, we suffered enough. We met our muscle when push came to shove.
Swept all that broken glass under the rug.
All in good time.
dance until we both collapse. Wishing we could hide our tracks. Something wants to eat us all alive. All in good time, we'll remember when. Say our goodbyes and our hellos again.
Puff and we'll puff until they let us in. All in good time.
All in good time, we'll land on our feet. Your mother will sigh and my soldier will sleep.
We'll swim in the ocean, fishes set free. All in good time.
We'll swim the ocean. All in good time.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen. We just heard from Iron and Wine, All in Good Time, featuring Fiona Apple. Next up, we have some health news. A Canadian woman is diagnosed with heart disease every 7 minutes. The risk of developing it increases during the menopause transition, when changes in the levels of hormones such as estrogen affect blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. These changes can also lead to weight gain around the waist, another risk factor. The good news, you can reduce your risk. Now, how to reduce your risk? This is one way. The first step is making lifestyle changes. Finding a way to quit smoking if you haven't already. This should be followed by medications for blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol if needed. Additionally, having no more than 2 alcoholic drinks a week, reducing stress, and aiming for 150 minutes of physical activity weekly, including strength training to build lean muscle mass. To help build those muscles, it's important to get 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal and consume more whole as opposed to processed foods. Cutting back on caffeine and salt also helps if blood pressure is a concern. And that health news today was brought to us by the Chatelaine, the Spring 2024 edition.
My boy, come take my hand. Throw your guitar and your clothes in the backseat. My love, they don't understand, but I'll hold your hurt in the box here beside me. How could we know we'd rearrange all the cosmos? We crash and we burn, now I just can't go where you don't go. And usually I'm fucked up, anxious. Just a few seconds left till tomorrow. We have all that we need. Let's leave our baggage and wine at the table. How could we know that this was a happy disaster? Said usually I'm fucked up, anxious, too much, but I love you like you need me to. Imperfect for you, messy, completely de-stressed, but I'm not like that since I met you. How could we know we'd make the bad stuff delightful? Crash and burn, I know we'll be there for each other.
Thank you.
just heard a new one from Ariana Grande, and the song is called Imperfect for You. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM, and this show is called The Townships at 12. And I'd like to thank my guest today, Lisa Gauthier, for coming in and telling us all about her store out in Ayerscliff, Boutique La Junk. Certainly going to go and take a look at that. It sounds like a lot of fun. And also José Grandin for her sister Isabel Grandin. Isabel is having her vernissage coming up at the Bolne Museum this Sunday, March 17th on St. Patrick's Day at 2 p.m. The public is invited to attend. And everybody, thanks for listening and have a great day. We'll close today's show with a song from Chris Casper, and the song is called Shuffle On Through.
If you want to climb the high mountain, gotta get up the hill. If you want to clean the space around you, pick up what you spill. Sometimes you gotta shuffle on back, shuffle on down, shuffle on through. Sometimes you gotta break yourself to make yourself somebody new. Seeing the stars above, gotta get through the clouds. And if you wanna stand alone, you gotta stand out in the crowd. Sometimes you gotta shuffle on back, shuffle on down, shuffle on through. Sometimes you gotta break yourself to make yourself somebody new. If you wanna sail around the world, gotta wait for the wind. And if you wanna find your dream in life, you gotta stop sleeping. Sometimes you gotta shuffle on back, shuffle on down, shuffle on through. Sometimes you gotta break yourself to make yourself somebody new. Sometimes you gotta shuffle on back, shuffle on down, shuffle on through. Sometimes you gotta break yourself.